Hey everybody, welcome to the Glory Days podcast with Chaz Taylor. This is our first episode of Glory Days, and today it is February 24th, 2018. And today on the podcast, we're just going to talk about just kind of day-to-day life things, what's going on in the world right now, and what's going on in my life, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on in the world, what's going on in sports. So first off, we're going to start off with the FBI probe on the NCAA. About over, I'd say probably 1,500 players have been named recently, just broke that the head coach for Arizona. There is an FBI wiretap of him taking talking about a $100,000 payment to recruit DeAndre Ayton to come there, in which he did. So Sean Miller, the coach of Arizona, the University of Arizona, he's in some hot water right now, and we're going to be keeping an update on that to see what happens in that. If anybody knows me, they know I'm a huge Kentucky Wildcats fan. The University of Kentucky, and there's been a couple players named in that, but there's been ruled no ineligibility issues for Kevin Knox, and I think Bam Adebayo was named in that, and also Nerlens Noel, but you know, there's nothing's been brought to fruition yet, so we'll keep you posted on that, and that's the latest on the FBI probe and the NCAA scandal. First episode of Glory Days podcast is taking place in Cambridge, Ontario. I am at my Uncle Chuck's house. If anybody knows me, they know, love me some Uncle Chuck. He's a great guy, takes care of me. We're out here, it's about almost 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock in the afternoon, just waking up, about to go do our daily sports picks, and we're looking to make some money tonight. My uncle, he hit a ticket last night, good on him. He had three good basketballs, and you know, I lost on the Minnesota Timberwolves. So we had Jimmy Butler go down in the third quarter late. He had a knee injury, and you know what? Let's just take a second to send our prayers and thoughts out to Jimmy Butler and his family. We're wishing a speedy recovery. We never want an athlete to go down like that. And you know, it really is a tragedy because, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they've been one of the surprise teams of this year. I've always been a fan of the team and the way they conduct themselves. So yeah, rooting for a speedy recovery for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, if you're listening, get well soon, buddy. So sticking with the association, we're going to keep on talking about the NBA. We're going to get talking about LeBron James and the new-look Cleveland Cavaliers. With the additions at the trade deadline, Derrick Rose, out of town. Dwayne Wade, out of town. Isaiah Thomas, out of town. Channing Frye, out of town. Shumper, out of town. They bring in Rodney Hood. They bring in George Hill, they bring in Larry Nance, they bring in Jordan Clarkson. And I gotta be honest with you, they've looked like a completely different team since they made these trades. And you know what? All due respect to Colby Altman, the general manager, because you know what? He pulled a rabbit out of the hat with this one. He completely changed the look of that team, and I am excited to see how far this Cleveland Cavaliers team can go. It is a beautiful day today, February 24th, 2018. Not a lot of snow on the ground here in Ontario, so you know what that means. Spring is around the corner, playa. You know it. This has been a very tough winter. Been very cold, very chilly. But you know what? We Canadians, we braved it out, as we do every year. And spring is around the corner, and spring brings summer. And ladies, how would you like to spend this summer with the hardcore up-and-comer? That's me, Chaz Taylor. No, I'm just kidding. That's from Grown Ups 2. That's a really good movie. I recommend that movie. I give it 5 stars. Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2, actually. I really respect the Grown Ups franchise. Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, David Spade. You know, those are good, wholesome family actors that I can respect, you know. You can go out and see Grown Ups 2 with the kids, with the family. And it's fun for the entire family. Everybody gets a laugh out of that, you know. And I respect that, so kudos to Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2. Adam Sandler, I hope to see another movie out of you soon, bud. So I am in Cambridge, Ontario right now, not my hometown of Brantford, Ontario, which has been hit by a flood, if anybody's been keeping up with the recent news. My hometown of Brantford, Ontario did reach a flood in a state of emergency where some residents had to be evacuated. I myself was not hit. My home was not hurt. Did not have to evacuate, but I had to evacuate spiritually because I'm going through some shit right now. And I'll probably talk about what I'm going through in my life on another podcast at this time. But I am going through a lot of shit right now. Going through some dark times, but you gotta keep positivity. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're listening, you know, if you're going through a hard time in life right now, I want you to just take a second to reflect and, you know, and realize that there is good in this world, you know, no matter how hard it's going for you right now, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And it's one of my favorite quotes, it can't rain all the time. So, you know what, the sun will shine and then a new day will come and things will get better. Thank you. This has been Glory Days with Chaz Taylor.